This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hello, welcome in to hour number two.
I love it when you Mrs. Doubtfire us.
I can't believe I just pictured Robin Williams wearing glasses in my mind and trying to stamp out a fire on his chest.
His fake chest.
Yeah, my goodness.
That's an all-time movie, right there. Yeah, I can watch funny. Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's not acceptable anymore, though.
Because
it's weird that a man dressed up as a woman so he could see his kids.
I understand.
That's what I've been told.
They're trying to dog all of our.
No kidding, man. We really can't watch any movie that was ever made before the 90s now. I mean, because there's probably going to be something wrong with it somewhere.
Yes.
For sure.
If you look hard enough.
Still waiting for some lineups today. Both teams are a little slow today to put it together.
Any injury updates that we know of? Jake and Jackson?
Skipper's going to talk here in a little bit, and we'll probably get our first update on Jackson. Listen, like I said yesterday, I think given how he has been moving around here the last couple of days, I would be surprised if he doesn't see some IL time on this one.
I hope not.
I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Like, generally, how long do you guys stay on? How long do you guys sit out but keep a roster spot?
I think the longest a team, I've been on a team that has kept it open for like 5 days.
Okay.
The thing that the Pirates had going for them, they got arms. You're right. They're not in need of a bat at this particular time. But as time goes on, one bad start or something, you know, all of a sudden you got to get. You need an arm or something, it's tough to just keep holding that spot. So we'll see. We'll get some more. Honestly, given the fact that the lineup stuff has taken as long as it has today, that might be something that could be coming down the pipeline. We'll see.
The other thing about it, too, Tony, that we talked about earlier, you know, in mentioning the fact that, you know, Manny's gone 14 games without an RBI lineup. And the team's won some games. Their lineup last night was still pretty good.
Five runs, good.
I mean, Jackson wasn't in it. Crony wasn't in it. But so Sheets got the play. And I mean, Sheets, I can't give this guy enough credit. I hope every time somebody walks by, they give him a high five and thank him for his attitude and his professionalism and, you know, accepting his new role. To me, it's really been impressive. In this day and age, you don't see this all the time anymore.
His manager recognizes it. Mike Shields brings it up every chance he gets about Gavin, you know, being in a tough spot and still going out there and being productive. So he's in the lineup again today. So if you guys want to hear it right now, we'll give it to you.
We have it.
I didn't know it was that. Hold on.
I said it twice.
You did?
I did.
Wow. Are you sure you didn't just say it to yourself and not out loud?
No, that's it. I got a lineup.
I didn't
Padres, lineup.
I'm deaf, but that's fair.
Fernando Tatis Jr. in right. Luis Arraez is the designated hitter. tonight's action. Manny Machado at third base, Ryan O'Hearn at first, Ramon Laureano patrolling center field, Gavin Sheets in left, Jose Iglesias at short, Jake Cronenworth at second base, and Freddie Fermin back behind the disc. Bogey gets the day off. Still no Jackson Merrill. And
Jake is back in there. Okay.
The designated hitter role today is being used to get one of the everyday guys off of their feet.
Well, Mike Schilt, whether you agree, I think we should talk about Mike Schilt for a minute here, Tony. I feel he's getting, and I'm in the line that criticizes him. I think it's fair to say. I've been, you know, there's some things that I don't agree with, et cetera, and I brought them up many times. But I think right now he's doing some of his best work, and I know that people are coming off the Dodger series where, you know, for 3 days Mike Schilt didn't know what he was doing. The thing is, since they have gotten these reinforcements with the trade deadline, he hasn't played everybody every day. But guess what? He can't play everybody every day. He now has more players than he, quote, needs.
There are
spots. Right.
Yeah.
There's more players than spots. I think he's doing a really good job of mixing everybody in and trying to keep everybody part of this thing. Let's leave O'Hearn out. Let's just put in, you know, the fact that Laureano's got more playing time now. Sheets has gotten a lot less. He's done a really good job, I think, with Iglesias, moving him around and giving guys a day off their feet. And I don't think we lose anything with Iglesias. There's nobody I would have rather had up almost last night, bases loaded, one out in that inning, you know? And, of course, he had the hit, and he makes every play on defense. Fermin has come in. Diaz has had to sit. But he's kept everybody into it. That's not easy to do.
No.
And
no.
I understand the criticism is, well, how come O'Hearn isn't playing every day? Well, O'Hearn, I keep going back to him, he started 3-for-30 for the Padres. Now, I know he's hit the home runs. I get it. And so does Mike Schilt know he's hit the home runs. And he was in the lineup last night. He's in again tonight. So let's leave that go. He's letting everybody play and do this, Tony. It's not easy. I think he gets credit even in the face of all the criticism I'm hearing.
I think you bring up a phenomenal point, which is you're still trying to maximize everybody so that should you get to the postseason, guys are ready to go. Like, they haven't had to sit for a crazy amount of time. And the difference now and then before is we were searching for guys to come in and be productive prior to the deadline. Now he has more than enough dudes that are productive, which makes it hard to then take someone out of the lineup, right? And so you're trying to manage your, 13 position players that you have, and you're trying to keep everybody
in the kind of
range where they can be productive when they're called upon. And so that's going to take some flexibility. You're going to have to – O'Hearn is going to have to sit a little bit, especially if you start three – what was it, 3-for-what?
3-for-30, something like that.
3-for-30.
He really didn't start, red hot.
Now it's his turn. He's taking advantage. And my guess is he's going to keep being in his lineup until something changes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how it goes. Somebody gets cold, you could see another flip-flop. You could see something else. But the objective is to get everybody in a spot where come playoff time, you need a pinch hit, you need a defensive substitution, everybody is primed and ready to go. And that's just as much a part of Mike's job, and he's very much aware of that. And that's why I think he can run a little hot from time to time.
I talked to Sam Levitt about this last night, and I want to pass it to everyone else because I hadn't heard this angle. He also, Schilt, got a lot of criticism. Monday morning quarterback, why did you bring in Suarez in the eighth inning on Sunday? That's Mason Miller's inning. Suarez should have been in the ninth where he belongs. And had Mike Schilt done what he was supposed to do, Suarez wouldn't have given up the home run to Betts, and everything would have been fine. Okay. Here's what you didn't know out there. I think Tony probably knew. Here's what you didn't know. It's what Sammy explained to me. And you're going to have to trust me, either that or go back to your own box score. But on that day, Ohtani batted in the seventh inning against Morejon. What happened at that moment was that Betts was on deck with two outs in the inning. Mike Schilt had Suarez ready to face Betts in the seventh inning. And the reason he had Suarez is because he felt Suarez could go an inning and a third, finish the seventh, and pitch the eighth. And he wanted to give Miller one inning because Miller had pitched more previous to this. I hope I'm not confusing everybody, but I'm trying my best not to. So Suarez was pitching, warming up in the seventh in case Betts came up, and Schilt had a very good reason for wanting to use Suarez instead of Miller. What happened? Morejon got Ohtani out. The inning was over. Well, he already had Suarez up, ready to face Betts and everybody, so he just put him in the eighth inning. That's the part that I don't think people out there hear and know. Now, if you want to disagree with all of that, go ahead. But I'm saying to you, there was pretty good a reason why Suarez pitched the eighth in that game, more than you probably thought about. And I'm talking to everybody out there who was ripping him for that.
That's always the case. Like, him and Rubin, it's not just Mike, by the way, that's down there. He has perhaps the best pitching coach in baseball sitting next to him.
Right.
They have a tremendous idea of who they're going with, why they're going with, and the circumstances that are putting them there in the first place. They got that mapped out. So, like, yeah, you know, that's some inside baseball type stuff there, but typically that's how they kind of piece it together, you know, anyway. And it just, that time it ended up not working out. But mind you, like I said the other day, part of the reason why, you know, he's coming in that game, he also hadn't pitched in 5 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he's the freshest, going back to Mason Miller being used a lot. That's how you have to kind of protect your guys and also try to win ball games.
Yeah. I'm assuming there are some people driving along right now or listening or watching that are like furious that I'm taking this much time to try and prop up our manager. But I want to be, everyone to understand.
Why wouldn't you, though?
Because I'm trying, yeah, right. I'm trying to tell people what's going on. Because I think people think we are here to hold their feet to the fire only, and every time they make a mistake, be all over it and be yelling from the rooftops how, you know, terrible of a move it made. And I want to understand that when Schilt does things that I don't agree with, I mention it. But this is not stuff I don't agree with, and I think people are overreacting to something that they shouldn't be overreacting to. They should understand what he's doing, and I think in this case, he's doing well.
I agree. I concur.
Thank you, Tony.
Don't worry. Let's get to break. Where are you guys going next?
We got a little daily gambit. Scraby had a big night.
Oh, good.
Scraby cashed in.
Finally.
Actually, he didn't cash in because we don't actually gamble, but he had a good night. So we'll tell everybody about that.
You guys will get a chance to hear about that good night when we return more Gwen Chris. I'll be back later.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
That means
go be
break.
Ready.
No traffic.
Oh.
You feel I didn't say anything breeze. About traffic.
That's the Mexican Goodbye. Riviera call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back. Scrape and I were talking about something real quick off the air that I need to tell you. 3:18 is the time. Tony, as mentioned, will be back in a little while. He's getting set for the broadcast tonight. Got to go down and visit with Mike Schilt, etc. By the way, Jake Cronenworth back in the lineup if you just tuned in. But no Jackson Merrill tonight. No announcement one way or another on Jackson.
It's not good.
Here's what we talked about, though. And I'm going to share it with people before we get to the Daily Gambit.
What are you about to do?
I know you don't like this, but you're going to appreciate this. You and I said to each other, the fans right now in the chat and elsewhere are being so annoying about
their... I did not say the word annoying.
I did. That's my word.
I don't even want to go into this. We've already moved past all this.
We're back to it.
Oh.
You guys are annoying us so much.
I'm not part of this.
All right. Well, it's just me then. I won't drag you into it, but it's too bad you're right there. You guys are annoying us so much with Ryan O'Hearn and all of this conversation about this, that, and the other, that it's getting to where I'm almost rooting against Ryan O'Hearn. And I don't want to.
And
but
the
you
reason
people
is
are
why.
Bugging me because the people are bugging me every time he gets a hit as if it's my fault. And I'm tired of it. We told you 1,000 times over why he was not statistically the best option versus left-handed pitching. The fact that he had a home run the other night has given everybody, they think, the license to be, you know, think that we hate Ryan O'Hearn and give us an I told you so, stop it. And I'm tired of rooting against Ryan O'Hearn myself. I don't want to root against him, but I kind of do to shut you all up.
My gosh, why? Why do you go in that direction?
Because I'm an 8-year-old child. Didn't you see the tweet earlier today?
I did see that.
All right, and out of the mouths of babes, we speak the truth.
Here's the thing that, like, I think you got way more of the feedback than I did. Mm-hmm. But, like, we don't mind talking baseball with people. But when people come to us and just say, you guys are stupid, that's when we get a little defensive. Don't call us stupid. We treat you with respect. Treat us with respect. And if you're going to suggest something, have some stats to back it up. Have something to back it up. Don't just say O'Hearn should bat second because it will move Arise down the lineup. If you look, Ryan O'Hearn's he's had 12 at-bats in the second spot in his career. It's likely he's not going to hit second. I don't know why you brought it up because we were past it, but
can't get past it.
You gotta get past it.
I don't. Every time Ryan O'Hearn comes up now, I'm wondering, should he get a hit? What if he hits a home run here? Oh God, I'm gonna have to put up with even more.
You will, because you did die on a mountain for.
I did, but I mean, you guys talk like Ryan O'Hearn is hitting 700 with the Padres. Not the way it actually is. All right, let's do the Daily Gambit. We'll change quickly.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We had some bets that we made last night that we'll go through, and we will make some bets for tonight. Padres and Giants over under 8 runs last night. We both, or you went under, I went over. It was under 5-1, so a total of 6. Dodgers minus 1.5 over the Rockies on the run line. You chose the Rocks. I chose the Dodgers. Dodgers won 11-4, so they took care of business there. Who had more strikeouts? Tarek Skubal minus 1 or Hunter Brown of the Astros? You went Brown. I went Skubal. Skubal had 10. Minus 1 is 9. And Hunter Brown had 6. So
it was
I
a hell of a
one.
Pitcher's duel, though. The scoreless into the 10th inning last night
really?
In that game. Yeah, both
10th
guys,
inning,
both
huh?
guys pitched great.
That's pretty incredible, actually.
There you go.
Nick Pivetta over under 6 innings. Now, you have to explain this bet.
He needed to go to
provisions.
6 innings to be over, and he did.
Okay.
So the over was the winner, and we both, I think, went over.
All right. Now, Shohei Ohtani. He needed 3.5 total bases. All he needed was a home run in this game.
And he got one.
And he got one. And we both went over, so we were right there. Ryan O'Hearn, I didn't actually calculate this one, but it is runs plus hits plus RBIs. What was the over-under? 1.5?
And he had one run, one hit, and one RBI. Or two hits.
Two hits, so
night.
He had 4. So
yeah,
he
made it.
He went over.
Basically,
we both
he made
over.
It. Good job, Ryan. And we both bet him to do that.
Yes, I definitely wrote down the results on yesterday's sheet because I don't have any of them.
Okay.
WNBA yesterday, Lynx and Liberty. Liberty were favored by 3 points in this one. We both went Liberty, and we were correct, Chris. Liberty won 85-75.
Right.
And then Sabrina Ionescu, over under 17.5 points in the game last night. She had 17 points. I went under, you went over.
You won by the hair of your chinny chin chin there.
Yes, I did.
Amazing how many times you get these odds.
It really is.
Almost exactly.
It really
right.
is.
Do you believe in the Padres back-to-back? They're favored by 1.5 runs tonight over the Gigantes.
I do.
All right, you'll take the Padres.
Yep.
I'm going to got to take the Padres. They got to beat these Giants again. L.A. Colorado, Ohtani on the mound tonight.
Ooh.
11.5 runs over under. The guy pitching for Colorado is a rookie named Tanner Gordon,
mm-hmm.
who's been really bad or actually really good.
Mm.
So that's why this is a tough line, because you don't know what you're going to get from him.
I know what I'm getting from Ohtani, most likely.
Ohtani's probably not going to give up a whole lot. I'm going to say under.
Me too.
It's weird, but I'm going to say under.
Me too.
Okay, both going under. Ohtani, 6.5 strikeouts over under.
I have no idea how long they're going to let him go, but they have been letting go like 4 or 5 recently, and you think he struck out 8 in like 4 innings a couple. I'm going to go over.
Okay, here's what you have to remember here.
Coors Field effect.
No, the Rockies effect. They have struck out like 20 times in a game, I think, 3 or 4 times this year.
Oh.
They strike out all the time.
So you're going over.
I'm going over.
Okay.
J.P. Sears pitching for the Padres tonight. 5.1 innings pitched. Basically over under. If he gets 5 1/3, he's over.
He's over.
If
okay.
he gets 5,
he's under.
He's under. Sorry, J.P. I think you're going to pitch better. But I don't think they'll let you see the 6th inning tonight. Got too many rested bullpen arms.
I'm really curious to see how he pitches at Petco Park because he's a fly ball pitcher.
Right, he should have a little more latitude.
It should hang in the air for him.
Hopefully.
I'm going to be positive and say over.
Okay. He's going to get an out in the sixth inning, you say.
Yes.
Total bases tonight. Who gets more? This is a tough one. Who's going to have more? Ryan O'Hearn?
Oh, my gosh.
Or Fernando?
Fernando.
Total bases. That means singles, doubles, triples, home runs. Who's going to have more total bases tonight? Scraby, you're first. Fernando?
I want to say Fernando.
Or O'Hearn.
I do.
Well,
but Fernando's not that. He doesn't seem to be that guy. He was that guy in April. Where did that guy go, Chris?
We'll have to discuss it in a little while.
I'm going to go O'Hearn.
We still haven't seen Fernando in a while.
No, I'm going to go O'Hearn because he's hitting right now.
Taking O'Hearn. All right. God, Fernando's he's swinging like a rusty gate, I must say. Here's the thing with Fernando. He's still got an OPS of 801. And I think, you know, you look at that and you think he's still having a phenomenal season. But he's not Fernando anymore. OPS 799 officially.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean. Because of that, I'm going to take O'Hearn also.
I don't know if you're allowed to.
I know. Sparks, Dallas. You're playing in L.A. tonight. Sparks are favored by 8. But that's not the question. The question is 182 points.
Oh, my goodness.
Over under. Now, the reason I think the number's so high is these teams just played over the weekend. In Dallas, the Sparks won 97-96. That's 193 points. They went way over this just a few days ago, which means they'll go under tonight because the coaches will be yelling at them to play more defense. Scrape?
Sometimes I look at the WNBA scores, mm-hmm. and I am blown away that some of these finals are like 80-75.
Well, okay.
So I'm going to go under.
Under. And one last one. This is a matchup of two players we know and like. Kelsey Plum for the Sparks versus Paige Beckers. Who scores more points? In the aforementioned game, Beckers had 29, Plum had 28.
Oh, wow.
What'll happen tonight, Scraby, in L.A.? Kelsey or Paige?
I think Paige Beckers has always come through for me. I'm going to go with her.
Paige has had a really good rookie season, quietly, because their team's not very good. I'm going to take Kelsey at home. Kelsey Plum. I don't know that she makes the list of most well-liked WNBA player anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
People seem to find fault with Kelsey often.
She was in Happy Gilmore, too, so...
They didn't like the time she, didn't immediately sign the guy's WNBA card.
They didn't like when she told that little girl to take off the Caitlin Clark shirt and put on a smart shirt.
And they didn't like when she told out of school that the Caitlin Clark team didn't contribute to the meeting during the All-Star break. That was another thing.
And then she won.
she got a hard foul for tripping. Kelsey,
been a busy year.
Kelsey, I know you're a lot nicer than you appear. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Scrappy and I, no strangers to criticism. I get it from you guys. Scraby gets it from me.
I get it from everyone.
You do kind of get it from all corners. Tony will be back here soon. We got a big five a little later in the show. Coming up in this segment, though, one of the criticisms you and I have been getting the last couple of days.
Yeah.
How come you guys don't talk about the soccer team?
I'm not going to make that voice because I do feel like as a producer, I failed.
Really?
Yeah, I think we should have mentioned this in the first 2 days. I know Monday was tough because of all the Padres stuff going on. But I failed as a producer for not mentioning this yesterday. They're tied for the best record in Major League Soccer. And I think I failed people on that.
Well, I don't think you failed them at all, because I knew that they were tied for the best record in Major League Soccer. They have the best goal differential in Major League Soccer, which actually would currently make them the number one seed overall. I knew all of this. But Ryan O'Hearn happened. And a Dodger sweep happened.
Yes, I understand that.
So we apologize, because we never on this show forget about SDFC. And to that end, we're going to talk about the C. What do you call them? You know what I mean?
The
they
FC.
Need a nickname. No, the FC. This just the FC. The club, the football club.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? You can't call them like the Friars or the.
No.
You know what I mean? They need kind of a nickname
they don't have,
like that.
Yeah.
San Diego FC, SDFC. It doesn't always roll off the tongue. But we're going to talk about them in this segment. We're going to be joined by Neil Sika from the MLS Apple play-by-play. This Saturday night, Portland Timber.
Yep.
The Timbers come in for a 7:30 game.
I've heard the Timbers games, well, I guess it's going to be here, but I've heard Timbers games are some
Portland,
of the most fun
they
games
go a little wacky
to go
up
to,
there,
yeah.
From what I hear as well. I want to find out from Neil Sika a little bit more about Anders Dreyer. He has become the thing, I think, for SDFC. Now, I know it's Chucky and all of that. He's the big name, and we've heard all of that. Dreyer has been the guy, though, all year long from the very first game right on through.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out more about him. Neil Sika will join us. We'll talk about your SDFC, your first place FCs.
Diesel says the Chrome. I don't know why. I think that's his nickname for the team.
Oh, the Chrome.
Azuri Chromo.
Well, I see what you're saying. The Chrome is the colors that they've gone with, Azul and Chrome, right?
Yeah.
Blue and, okay. So we can call them the Chrome. You know what? I'll take that. I need something like that to lean on. So I can say, hey, we're going to talk about the Chrome in this segment. But I think before I start saying that, I think everybody out there has got to know what I'm talking about. So I don't know that name has made it through the ranks yet.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm just going to keep saying SDFC.
Yeah, like I said, SDFC doesn't totally roll off the tongue for me. So I hope that the Chrome works. Let's check traffic. We'll see if Neil Sika knows anything about that and other MLS stuff after traffic.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Plenty of stuff to keep you on your toes this afternoon. Looks like a car and pickup truck got into it southbound 5 before SeaWorld Drive. They're over to the right shoulder. Also, two-car accident south 805 just before the 8. They're over to the right shoulder. And two-car collision westbound King Freeway at the northbound 805. That's over to the right shoulder. In the North County, a couple of trouble spots. One is a stalled vehicle, North 15 before Scripps. Poway Parkway, it's over to the right shoulder. And North 5 Coastline just past Harbor Drive crash in the fast lane. Before you hit the beach, the mountains, or even the 5 this Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. It's your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Coupons at SoCalOilChange.com. And Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we bring our guest, Neil Sika, on, he's there, and I'll get to him one second, Neil, but I read this right off the top. I Googled nickname of SDFC, and it came up SDFC, commonly known as the Chrome.
Okay, there you go.
Is a Major League Soccer expansion team. The team's official colors are chrome and azul. The nickname the Chrome reflects the team's color scheme.
All right.
Neil Sika joins us because he will be broadcasting the Chrome's game this weekend against Portland. Neil, have you ever heard that before? That's new to us.
Not from a nickname perspective. How would you rate that? What would you rank that out of 10?
Yeah, good question. And here's what I would say. We only brought it up and asked our listeners about it because I don't think SDFC always rolls off the tongue. I think having a nickname, if this is it, I'll kind of take it. I think to refer to the team as the Chrome is okay. I don't hate it.
Well, you got to start somewhere. I do.
That's
think
right. You got to start
sort
somewhere.
Of a nickname.
Yeah.
And I'd like to kind of work that in. I know Matt Doyle, armchair analyst, MLSsoccer.com, has kind of pushed for Los Niños.
Oh, okay. So we're trying to get them one. We're trying to get them one.
Yeah, so okay. maybe that should be a poll for the fans. I think that'd be great. And it's a great way to celebrate this first awesome season that San Diego's been having.
For sure. It's been incredible. And, you know, they're on top in the West, and they keep staying there, and they keep impressing. Have you noticed any different style? Or not? I want to say style, but have they turned it up a notch at all? You know, here in the last month, or maybe since the League's Cup, the last two or three matches, they've really been pretty impressive.
I think what's been most impressive for me when I've seen them in the two little swells that they've went through, the three-game losing streak back in April, and they lost two or three early July heading into League's Cup, the fact that they bounced back from that. Like, expansion teams can get, for lack of a better word, punched in the mouth sometimes or kicked when they're low, and maybe they don't recover from that. But Mikey Varas has had a response with his group each and every time. And then you bring up the League's Cup, and I look at – we did the Pachuca game, and I thought that was a lot of pressure maybe on Chuki, who wanted to show so well in a game like that against his former team. And they were controlling the game, and then they give up a couple of goals right before halftime, and things kind of go to waste. And I know they scored a couple late. And then – the America game, you have the tie, and then you give up goal, what, in 66th minute. So I think there were moments there, but it was good for them to maybe step into, again, some of the stop-start competition that the Liga MX teams provide. And then we did the Mazatlán live game, and they were in full control. And that's kind of the pick-me-up, hey, let's get back to what we were doing, because they had the big Nashville win going into League's Cup. And so having seen them a lot recently, I think that kind of created a little bit more of their mojo, which they've come out of the break with, or at least back into league play. And they're not phased too, like long term, when you see or big picture adversity, right? I mentioned the losing streak, or maybe the setbacks, or even in game they fall behind against San Jose, they turn it around in the second half. So it's just, you wave the magic wand in so many different scenarios with this team. And It's just quite remarkable with how they keep churning out results, the way in which they've played, the youth which they rely on primarily in the back half of the season, especially along the back line. Something special is going on right now, and you got seven games to prove it to see if you can capture the Shield.
We're talking to Neil Sika, play-by-play for Apple TV's MLS Season Pass. And the SDFC today announced that they had acquired defender Leo Duru from EFL side Blackburn Rovers FC. I'm not going to ask you about how he's going to change the team, but I want to know about the talent level across MLS, because we talk about baseball and they're going to be maybe possibly expanding. Is it going to water down some of the talent level? Where do you think the talent level is at right now in the MLS?
Just in terms of compared to like other leagues?
To other leagues, or like, is it really hard to find good players that will come to MLS and play for these teams?
Well, I think you have to be responsible with knowing what your boundaries are as a club and still looking at the model in which it operates. And San Diego's not a team that would consider themselves a heavy hitter. You know, they've made shrewd moves. The fact that they're still developing their academy, they don't have academy. I mean, that's been the biggest thing they've been able to acquire in this window, where they've gone out, found other academy players who maybe haven't gotten the first team minutes. And Duru could be a case of that. He's still very young, but you plug and play, you pop him in. Look at Harangi over at Eintracht Frankfurt and playing with their reserves primarily. And the fact that they've stepped in and found young, talented players who maybe then you bring in, and this is your model, you develop them. We've seen this across the league, and a lot of teams operate this way. Philadelphia, the Red Bulls have done it in the past. If you're not going to be one of those that brings in the juggernaut DPs, and let's not slight the DPs that San Diego has, because they have been the model DPs for, I think, this era of the league, hardworking, running. We're talking about Dreyer and Lozano here. But back to the young players, I think you could really feather something here if you're San Diego, where you've found these young players, give them a chance to play right off the bat, which they're doing in big games, and then they perform, and all of a sudden you're talking about $5 to $7 million transfer fees. Bombino's name has come up in that topic, and Verhoeven, before he got injured, was playing really well, and now you've got something on the rise with Amanu Dua, who's a midfielder by trade, but could be a center back long-term with the way this is projecting out. So I think Duru just falls in line with maybe how you look at that, maybe stash him away, or, well, you don't have a development team to play with yet there, but other teams have done that, where they brought in a player, put him aside, and then worked him through the second team off to the first team. But San Diego's allowed these youngsters to not step in the kiddie pool. They've jumped right in the deep end and performed. And I think you could have a basis of a model there too, where I think that's some of the most impressive things to me. When these academies started in 07, way back when, to develop some of this young talent now where they're flourishing with the first team. And that's how you can create some of these competitive teams in the markets that don't have the Miami or the LA Dollars or the Seattles of the world. So I think it's been pretty neat to watch from that perspective what Heaps and Mikey have done from a top level from afar.
Neil Sika, voice of MLS, Apple TV, and Saturday night in San Diego. It'll be SDFC in Portland. I want to talk about, just real quick with you, Neil, and I appreciate your great insight. In fact, you guys have taught us all of you guys, yes, have come on, and guys and gals from the Apple TV have taught us all so much about this league and the team and soccer, because a lot of us are still learning it all. The first guy I think I kind of liked and fell in love with, I think a lot of people did, was Anders Dreyer. I know that Chuki was kind of the focal point of the signing, and they were going to build everything around him. But Dreyer came right in and scored the very first goal, and he was kind of the first guy to start doing things like that. And he's kind of kept it going all year. Yeah. He's been really something. I'm looking through his career. He had a 19-goal season a couple years ago in the Belgian Pro League. Are they getting more out of Dreyer than they could have ever expected? Or was this a signing that caught people's attention initially?
I don't think it carried the shockwaves, maybe, that you brought up Chuki, and he was always going to be the headline name. But for Anders Dreyer, and earlier in the year, I was discussing San Diego, and we were talking about what the model has been, and now that they've got this ecosystem of the Danish league and the Denmark league overall, or the Danish player, or anyone who's played in Scandinavia through the years. And you can go back and look at the history of MLS. It's kind of cliche to say honest, hardworking, kind of as the baseline traits, but those players, especially in a transition league like MLS, have fit the model so well when they've come to play. Whether they've had this knockout type performance that Anders Dreyer has, I mean, think about it, 30 goal contributions. I know Messi could probably catch him because of the limited games he's played, but the fact of the matter is look, if this team wins the Shield,
yeah,
then he's the MVP. And I think it's a black and white, open and shut case. He wins MVP. Mikey Varas should be coach of the year. Like, you just don't see that first year team winning the Supporter Shield most points. It's pretty cut and dry, but you know, that's only one man's opinion. I think for him, knowing that he's played in these leagues, sustained success, honors goal scoring record at Anderlecht prior to that and arriving, and his movement off the ball, finger, the way he runs, all these things, these principles. I mentioned the modern day DP, and Chuki does this too, like their track back work defensively. They work it on both ends. I think that is the integrity which with Mikey Varas was looking when they were putting together this roster, along with the likes of Tyler Heaps, and they found this synergy amongst these guys out wide that you can rely on. One, they're going to give you gold contributions too. And in Dreyer's case, he's extremely, knock on wood, durable. Like, he's played in every game, you know, outside of the red card that he had in League's Cup, he's dependable. And I can go even a step further, right? They had three all-stars. Jeppe Tverskov has been sensational. He's a guy you could probably write his name in pen over the next 7-8 years of the club, just because how valuable he is to the midfield and the partnership that he's had with Godoy. Those guys really make it hum in there and allow the operations a lot more smoother in the attack for the players they have going forward. But for Dreyer to come in and to be reliable from game one to now game 27, it's just a testament to the research that's been done and the recruiting by the club, and then his ability to fit in, knowing that he could take the next step in his career and then really shine in MLS.
Yeah, he's been our guy, for sure. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
and he changes the game. Like, you know, he comes on and, like, I don't have to tell you this. You've seen, like, even the Mazatlan game, like, they were playing well, right? And that's a game that, okay, the result at the end of the day doesn't matter, but you snap your fingers. He comes on with Valakari, boom, 2 goals. And then look at the second half, and now you can obviously throw in Ingvartsen in the mix, and that's been a hot topic, the forward role. But he's just a difference maker, and you need that especially with a team like San Diego, who's relied on so many young players and all these new players just coming together for the first time in a season where they've really not put a foot wrong.
I love your you know, excellent, you know, analysis of it. My analysis of it is every time there's some guy running down the field open, it seems like it's him. That's my analysis of it. But it just seems to be the way. He's done it all year, and, you know, this team continues to be great. And as you said, 7 matches to go. It starts Saturday night, 7:30 against Portland. You can watch it on MLS, and we appreciate MLS, Apple TV, Apple TV Plus. Neil Sika, thanks so much for the time, Neil. Appreciate you, and enjoy the weekend here in town.
Guys, my pleasure, and hopefully, I guess we could say it's a chrome party, right? A point clinches a playoff spot, which is really deserved at this point for how the team has played. So thanks for having me on.
We enjoyed it. The chrome. I don't know if I'm going to go with this, Gray, but I am. It's working for me a little bit. I'm going to need a little more support from the fans out there, like the soccer, you know, passionate soccer fans.
Soccer heads?
Yeah. I want to know, like, if we start calling them the chrome, are you going to, like, not like that? Are you going to think that's kind of disrespectful? Or are you going to kind of think it's, you know, we like it? I need to know, because I don't know. I don't want to start running around with the chrome, the chrome, the chrome, and the SDFC fans, you know, the diehards are like, no, we hate that. Stop doing that.
Why don't you keep saying that and see how it goes for you?
I don't know if I want to risk it like that. I don't want to risk it like that. But according to at least one web Google thing I came up with, that is the nickname of the team.
All right.
They've got Portland on Saturday night. And that's almost, God, it's great. October 18th, that's the final match. That'll be in Portland, by the way. So they got Portland twice. They got them this weekend, and they finish with Portland.
It is crazy how long the season is, though. Really, I know, long. We asked our guy last week, and he said they needed the time, but it seems like a long season. It's
been a long time. I mean,
it started before the baseball season. It's going to end
well into the playoffs of the baseball season. As Neil said, like way back in April when they lost three in a row, I'm like, when was that? Like, I don't remember that. It was so long ago. You know? SDFC. They have gotten it done.
Fight, fight, fight.
They've got the tied for the best record. They in Cincinnati, which leads the East. But we got the tie break because we have a better goal differential. That's right. By the way, no regular season matches against Cincinnati. Interesting.
Eric says don't call it the Chrome.
Eric says no. Eric gets Eric a vote in for no.
Azul E-Chrome. So oh, blue and
now,
chrome.
But see, Azul E-Chrome, now that doesn't roll off the tongue.
Azul E-Chrome.
Yeah, see, we need
Azul
something.
Azul E-Chrome.
No, 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 no. Chris vs. the Fans is next. 833-288-0973. Trivia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.